On the brand new listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and it's time for the Hump Day Quiz.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Fat, what's it about this quiz, please?
Well, it's about Anzac Day coming up, of course, on Sunday, Jim. The big game, Collingwood v Essendon.
Well, speaking of which, we've got Shane on the line from Craigieburn. He's a Bombers fan. Hello, Shane.
How you going, guys?
Going beautifully.
How's Craigieburn? Be nice out there?
Oh, beautiful, mate.
You got some confidence about your Bombers on Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. Should be up and about.
Pretty banged up, the opposition, of course.
I reckon the Bombers win this one, Jim.
Well, they've got lots of injury, Collingwood. Speaking of Collingwood, Ian's there from Mentone. Hello, Isa.
Isa.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Well, I'm just reading, speaking of Mentone, I'm reading about this young man from jumping Jacob Edwards from the Sandy Dragons. He's at Mentone Grammar and going to go number one in the mid-season draft.
Yeah, they breed them good down here.
Bloody oath, they do.
There's a lot of players.
202 centimetres. Wow. Still at school.
Yeah. College and some of the other schools down here breed good footballers.
Bloody oath, they do. All right, so, Bill, this is the Hump Day Quiz. You need to treat it with respect because it's all about Anzac Day.
It is indeed. So, Shane, you'll go with Shane, and Isa, you'll go with Isa. And what about the prizes?
We've got a Steel Mini Boss Chainsaw Vade at $249, if you don't mind. You can see it live in action at St Kilda Beach, Saturday the 8th of May, by the way, with the Steel Timber Sports.
Mate, they're great, they all chop wood, they saw it, and they run around. Oh, it's good fun.
We've also got a $50 voucher to the St Andrews Beach Brewery. Oh, you can book online over 7 days. I'll be there on Friday, if you don't mind.
Go down there, rabbits, I'm telling you, it's magnificent.
Yeah, wear a coat.
I'm going down there Saturday. About 12.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, I won't be there.
Not too long?
Anything that takes me away from you GMHPA Stadium.
You are at Caninia Park, and we'll have a great little rub. Okay, here we go, boys. Away.
Right. Shane, big loud voice. Isa, big loud voice when you know the answer.
Collingwood and Essendon have played 25 Anzac Day matches. How many times have they played a draw?
Ian.
Isa.
Once, I think.
One?
Yes.
The very first.
Can you believe that was the very first
game?
When
Big Savloy went nuts? Did he kick 8 or 9 or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Oh, what a game. What a player. And a great man,
Mark Ian, he knows. Was that the game, Ian?
Yeah, I was at that game, yep.
Good boy.
Isa was there.
Okay. I've been going to Anzac Days for a long time.
All right, then. Shut up. Now, have a listen to the audio. Have a listen to this audio. And tell me, what year did this happen and who was it?
Wunderlich's got it. Handball over the top here. Here it comes, Lovett. Oh! He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis. Oh! He opened the Zaharakis has kicked it.
Jump in.
Shane.
Righto, Shane. Good commentary, that, wasn't it? Bristle.
Sounds good.
I don't know what happened.
Bristle was good. The rest of us just tried to interrupt
you. You did. You just jumped in all over him. Shane, who was it and what year?
2007.
Sorry, so free hit for you, Isa.
Isa?
Well, it was Zaharakis, wasn't it? And Essendon, I don't know, about 2011?
No. 2009. Essendon won. Essendon won by a point.
They did.
Yeah, that's right.
It started hosing down. About 5 minutes to go.
It rained a bit, didn't it, Isa? Oh, he shut up. Yeah. Number three.
What?
Who won the Anzac Day match last year?
Shane.
Shane? Yeah, Shane.
The Bombers.
Oh. Ian?
Yeah, I think it might have been Collingwood then.
No one. It wasn't played.
Oh.
Got him, Jim. Got him.
Trick question from you.
Listen to Isa.
Trick question. Not fair. Trick question.
Got him both. Shane and Ian got him both.
Thank you, Bill.
Sorted them up, Jim. A big lump Merlin.
So...
Good one.
A big Merlin. One zip at the minute, so hardly a ring-a-ding-ding. So get your quiz rolling, Fat.
Oh, the questions are fine. It's Isa and Shane. I'm not sure. Name the 17-year-old playing only his second game ever who won the Anzac Day medal from Collingwood.
2002.
Collingwood player. Old Possum Eyes.
Yeah, I know. I can see him, but I just can't remember his name.
Oh, spit it out, Ease. Come on.
I'd like to, Bill, but I can't.
Well, what about Shane? What about Shane?
Bill, this is just absolutely going
nowhere.
He wasn't even called Possum Eyes, by the way.
No.
No.
That was Alan Tuvey. Yeah, the eyes of a possum.
But this bloke had possum.
All right. So, how Bill, you've asked seven questions and it's 1-0.
What was the answer?
Mark McGough.
Mark McGough, of course.
Oh, yep. Come on. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, Bill.
You're not giving us enough, Shane, out there in Craigieburn lift. All right, here we go. Next question.
Where did the Anzacs land in 1915? General knowledge.
Ian.
Yeah. Caesar.
I'd just be guessing Gallipoli.
That'll do. Gallipoli Cove, yes. Well done.
All right, 2-0.
My great-grandfather was there.
Oh, I knew he would have been. I knew you'd have someone that would have been there or done something.
Yep.
Good. Aza, so you should be bloody reminding us of that too, by the way.
Definitely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So is that it, Bill?
Bill, how many questions are you going to ask? Aza's 2-0 up at the minute.
I've dropped off the quiz a bit, to be honest.
Look at that.
I'm flat.
Should we just wrap it up?
One more audio question, all just right, in case Shane. We'll just see if he's there. Who kicked this goal to win a match in 2012? Audio question, boys.
He's a long way from home. Just sits it to the top of the square. The big boys converge. Wee man. Collingwood. They're back in front by a point.
Wee man. Tiny little man.
Don't know.
This could be comfortably, I think, the worst hump day quiz you've ever. And Ian is a comfortable winner. And Shane, are you still on the line, Shane?
Nah, I got nothing. Guys.
Righto, Ian is our winner. Just give it play.
That's what the Bombers will have on.
He's just waiting.
Listen to Ezer.
I like it. I like it. A little bit of trash talking at the end.
Caesar, hey,
have a listen to what you win, by the way.
Hang on. Do you want to know, Caesar?
Yeah,
or?
Here we go.
Yeah, I do want to know. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, shut up.
You got a steel mini-boss chainsaw valued at $249, or you can get the $50 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher, which is the best brewery in Australia.
Which do you want, mate?
I'll go the brewery voucher, I think.
Oh, geez, don't tell me Shane, who hasn't said boo, is going to win.
He's tipped into a $250 chainsaw. Shane.
Nice, guys. I love it.
Geez, you can do some work out there at Craigieburn with a chainsaw.
Go Storm, mate. Go Storm.
Hey, how have you ended up with anything, Shane? That might be the worst quiz performance I've ever heard.
That's a Bradbury, I love it.
That's what happens at the rush hour.
Anything else, Ian, to say, mate?
Nothing from me.
Enjoy the brewery, Ezer. You'll love it down there. Perch and the great family who run the most magnificent boutique brewery and restaurant. You will love it.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
Righto. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, JB.
Righto, mate. Righto.
Well, you better shape up, Bill, because there's a man out in the airlock.
Oh, no, I'm flat. I'm flat after that, Jim. We're going to have to rework the quiz.
Well, I would have thought.
And you know whose fault it is? G-I-double-L. Oh. I'll be having a word.
Jason Dunstall,
the chief.
Geez,
have a go at him.
Might have got a bit wide.
No, Bill.
I dare you to say that to him when he's in the studio next.
We'll see.
It's a rush hour. Triple M.